The next issue relates to the selection of an adjuvant chemotherapy regimen. For patients with node-positive HER2-negative disease, the most common choice was dose-dense AC paclitaxel. Another question related to the use of dose-dense AC without a taxane, and about half the faculty consider that a reasonable non-protocol option. Finally, the think tank members were asked about dose-dense ACT trastuzumab, and again, a number of the faculty considered it a rational non-protocol option. Dr. Mackey began the discussion by commenting on his usual chemo regimen in patients with node-positive HER2-negative tumors.
In our center, we would use the TAC regimen. The dose-dense AC paclitaxel is a good and reasonable option. Again, the way it was derived with a 2,000-patient trial and 2x2 design is not as clean a design as one might like to see. And again, although the cardiotoxicity issue is relatively reassuring from the data we have on that trial, I'm a little surprised that people are so comfortable throwing trastuzumab into that equation, because Cliff Huddis' trial took a patient population, only 70 patients. All of them had an ejection fraction over 55%. The median ejection fraction was 68% on day one entry of that trial. And then to say that we had only one patient with CHF when the median age was 49 would imply that people might start generalizing that to their 65-year-old lady with an ejection fraction of 52% and start feeling comfortable using dose-dense AC paclitaxel with trastuzumab. So I'm just wanting to throw in a cautionary note on the cardiotoxicity data.
Maura?
Can I just mention, I thought what really helped that, though, is that 9741 really shows that dose-dense ACT as a backbone really does not increase events. So I realize that there's a concern that Herceptin potentiates it, but giving it dose-dense doesn't seem to be a problem in and of itself. And if you look at the event numbers, they're actually half. It's not statistically significant, but there's no question that the events are not increased when you give ACT dose-dense.
Eric, what about the issue of TAC versus dose-dense and also the issue of the ER-positive patient?
In terms of the issue that John just raised, I actually think the more fundamental issue is we don't know that giving therapy every 2 weeks within the context of trastuzumab-based treatment matters. So I personally, when I use AC followed by paclitaxel with trastuzumab, use the intergroup regimen that was previously used. That said, if a patient comes and says that she's been told by her oncologist to get dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel and trastuzumab, I say it's not generally what I would do, but I can't object to it very strongly.